Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Nun Hey. We left off in daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We are at Vahaditnan, five lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by, I forgot to print it out, it is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and it is also sponsored by the Gross family, Lezecha Nishmas Chana Leah Bas Moshe Tzvi, Rav Moshe Yehuda Ben Rav Nachum, Chaya Leah Bas Naphtali Herzka Tzvi Menachem Ben Shmayahu. We thank all these sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding on the bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Beis, as we said, about five lines from the end of the page. Vahaditnan. We started a discussion yesterday. Whenever we talk about relationships that are asur, that create a sense of arayos, and we talk about sibling relationships, do those relationships mean siblings dafka from the father, or is it maternal siblings as well? Is it bein mina av, bein mina em? So we're going to continue along that theme, and we're going to discuss the isser of achos ishto. When we talk about the isser of one's wife's sister, is that only one's wife's paternal sister or one's wife's maternal sister as well? The Gemara is going to try to see what other relationships it's most comparable to in the Torah that we could derive that halacha from. The Gemara is also going to discuss the isser of eshes ach. Is that a paternal, your brother's wife? Is that a paternal brother or also a maternal brother when we talk about the isser of eshes ach? Then the Gemara is going to get into the topic of we learned about or we read about in Kriyas HaTorah yesterday so many of the arayos, and then even if you were in Eretz Yisrael, you read about Arayos yesterday, because the Parshas Kedoshim repeats itself. But that's exactly the point. The Gemara is going to make the point that in Parshas Achremos we read about Arayos, and then many of them are repeated again in Parshas Kedoshim. So the greatest stuff, yummy coincidence ever, right? That in between Achremos and Kedoshim, the Gemara talks about why are these Arayos repeated from Achremos to Kedoshim. And then the Gemara is going to talk about the source for the, we are to return to the topic that we were talking about yesterday also, about Ha'ara'a, about Tchilas Bia. And we already discussed how I know that Tchilas Bia counts as a Bia to be Kona Yavama, and how I know it counts as a Bia for Chayavi Kri, and how do I know when you have an Isra Lav that Tchilas Bia counts as a Bia? How do I know that when you have Chayave Asay that Tchilas Bia is going to count as a Bia? So we're going to talk about the source for that as well. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the Isra of Shivcha Charufa, that if you have an Isha Necherefes Le'ish, you have a Shivcha Kananis that is designated for an Eved Ivri, so it's not a regular Isra of Eshes Ish for someone else to sleep with her, but it's an isser called Shivcha Charufa. So what level of Bia is one chayiv for Shivcha Charufa? And there's going to be some controversy as to what Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is with regard to Shivcha Charufa. We're going to have, I think it's three different possibilities of what Rabbi Yochanan holds with regard to Shivcha Charufa. So let's begin again at the bottom of Daf Nun Dalid Amud Beis at Vahaditnan, five lines from the bottom of the page. So says the Gemara, Vahaditnan, that which we're going to have a Mishnah later on and Daf Tzadivav, Amru lo Mesa Ishtecha, that a guy married a woman, then he went to Medina Sayam, and they tell him, by the way, your wife died. So what does he do? V'nosa Achosa Me Aviha. He marries her paternal sister, Mesa, then that wife dies, V'nosa Achosa Me Ima, and he marries her, the second wife's maternal sister, which means it's not the first wife's sister at all. He keeps marrying, and we see this is going to continue, he keeps marrying half-sisters of his previous wife, who is not a sister at all, to the wife prior to that. So then, Mesa, that woman dies, Nasa Achosa Meavia, and he marries her paternal sister. Mesa, she dies, he's not experiencing a lucky streak over here, Nasa Achosa Meima, and he marries her maternal sister. So the halacha is, Mutter Barishona B'Shlishis, the Uba Chamishis, the first, third, and fifth wife, there was nothing wrong with, he married a woman who was not related to anybody, that was woman number one. The woman number two, he wasn't really married to, because he tried to marry his wife's sister, but that's Asr. He's not so the assumption is that that's going to be Asr to do. The assumption is that there's not going to be a Tzvisas Kiddushin, because since the assumption is that she's not considered his wife at all. So he's not allowed to marry her, but he's allowed to marry wife number three and wife number five. So that's the and the halacha is upotros sorosehen, and if he dies without any children, they potter their tzoros from chalitza because they are considered his wife. V'aser b'shniya, and they meaning if they get chalitza, meaning potros sorosehen means if they get a chalitza, then all the other wives that he's married to don't require their own chalitza because he's actually married to a woman either 1, 3, or 5, depending on when he died. V'aser b'shniya uberviyis, but he's aser to the second woman and the fourth woman. Ve'in b'yasachas men poter sarasa, and therefore if a yavam was to do yibum on one of them, on woman number 2 or woman number 4, when this fellow dies, that's not going to work. It's not going to pater the other wives because it's not a real yibum because these women weren't really his wives. V'imba ala shniya la'achar misas rishona. But if he's boel the second woman after he finds out about the death of the first one, then mutar b'shniya uberviyis. Then he's mutar in the second one and the fourth one, upotro sorosein. Meaning then he was allowed to marry the second one. So if he's allowed to marry the second one, because it was lachar misas ishto, so he's allowed to marry the second one. So then he's married to the second one. But then he's not married to the third one. And he's not married to the fifth one. So then the numbers 2 and 4 are actually his wives, and therefore potros tzarosein, if they had a chalitza, they would pater their tzaros. But va'aser b'shlishis, but he'd be aser to the third wife, and ube chamishis, and to the fifth wife, because they were actually sisters of his other wives. Alma achos ishto bein min av bina emasuros. This whole cheshbin is here to teach us that a wife's sister is aser, whether it's a paternal sister or a maternal sister. The way the Mishnah sets up the case is that as long as it's a half sister on any from any side, it's going to be considered a sister. It's going to be subject to the iser of the sister. So you see that achos ishto applies bein mina av or bein mina em, whether it's a paternal sister or whether it's a maternal sister. So says Gemara, okay, that's true. That's what the Mishnah is clearly saying. Minalan, how do I know that that's true? How does the Mishnah know that that's true? That the iser of achos ishto is true both on a paternal and a maternal sister. So yalef achoso, yalef me achoso. We learn it from his own sister. Ma achoso, just like the iser on his own sister is bein mina av, bein mina em, is true of both a paternal sister and a maternal sister. Avkan, bein mina av, bein mina em. So too, when it comes to achos ishto, it's also true of both his wife's paternal and maternal sister. So says Gemara, yeah, but you're going to learn from achoso, velelef mi dodaso. Why don't I instead learn from the wife of your father's brother, that madodaso mina av velo mina em, just like the iser of your wife's of your father's brother's wife is only your doda, is only mina av velo mina em. It's only if it's your father's paternal brother's wife, and not if it's your father's maternal brother's wife. Avkan mina av velo mina em. Maybe by achos ishto, we should say the same thing, that it's only a paternal sister and not a maternal sister. Meaning, what makes achos ishto more comparable to achoso than it does to dodaso? They have two paradigms. Achoso is bein mina av, bein mina em. Dodaso is only mina av, not mina em. So how do I know that achos ishto is more comparable to achoso than it is to dodaso? So says Gemara, mistavra me achoso avalei lemelef. No, it's more comparable to achoso because shekein kroveatzmo mi kroveatzmo, because your sister is your own relative. She's also to you because of you. So both your wife's sister, so achos ishto is aser because she's aser because of you, not because of your father, like Todaso is only aser because of your father. So we'd rather learn that from Achoso, from your actual sister, who is also Krovas Atzmo. Says Gemara, yeah, but I could think of something that Achos Ishto has in common with Todaso. Adraba, mi Todaso avalelemev. Maybe I should derive it instead from Todaso, from your father's brother's wife. Shekein davar al yedei kiddushin, mi davar shal yedei kiddushin. That just like Achos Ishto was an Isra that was only created through a marriage, because you got married to your wife and that's when her sister became Usr to you, so too your father's brother's wife only became Usr through a marriage, as opposed to Achoso, who did not become Usr through a marriage, came Usr through birth. She was born to you, to your parents, and therefore she's your sister. So says Gemara, Ela Eshasach, how do I know? Ela Me Eshasach, rather, it's not from Dodaso, it's not from Achoso. How do I know that Achos Ishto is Usr, whether whether she's your wife's sister mina av, or whether she's your wife's sister mina aim, I learned it from the iser of eshes ach, from the iser of your brother's wife. So the elame eshes ach yalfinan. That's where we learn the iser of achos ishto, that it applies whether it's a paternal or a maternal sibling. The shekein davar ali de kiddushin ukrove atzmo, because eshes ach is doma entirely. It's completely comparable because eshes ach happens through kiddushin, and it's your own relative. So too, achos ishto happens through kiddushin, and it's your own relative. So that's the basis for the idea that achos ishto is going to be asur whether she is your wife's sister min ha'av, or whether she's your wife's sister min ha'em. So now when the Gemara discusses veishasach gufa min alad, yeah, but you're making an assumption that we already know that eishasach is asur bein min ha'av, bein min ha'em, whether it's a paternal or a maternal eishasach. How do you know that that's true? Ditanya, because we darshan the pasuk. Pasuk says, ervas eishasachicha lo segaleh, so that's bein mina'av, bein mina'em. Pasuk says, your brother's wife, you're not allowed to have bia with, and that implies whether it be your paternal brother or your maternal brother. Well, are we sure that's what it means? Ata omra bein mina'av, bein mina'em. Oh, no, ela mina'av, alo mina'em. How do I know that it means your paternal brother's wife and maternal brother's wife? Maybe it only means your paternal brother's wife and not your maternal brother's wife. So vidinu, because we can learn this from a mematzinu. Chayiv kan, your chayiv ba'ishasach, v'chayiv ba'achoso, and your chayiv by your own sister. So ma'achos, just like by your own sister, bein mina'av, bein mina'em, applies both to a paternal and a maternal sister. Sa'av kan, so too by eshesach, by your brother's wife, bein mina'av, bein mina'em. It applies both to a maternal and a paternal eshesach. So meaning a paternal and maternal brother's wife. So okalech b'darach zu. But I don't know, maybe I shouldn't learn eshesach from achos. So maybe I should say chiv kan v'chiv b'dodaso. Maybe I should say that Eishas Ach is an Isser, but guess what else is an Isser? Your father's brother's wife is an Isser, just like your own brother's wife is an Isser. And by Dodaso, ma Dodaso mina Av, velo mina Eim, Avkan mina Av, velo mina Eim. Maybe just like your father's brother's wife is only on your father's paternal brother's wife, your own brother's wife is also only on your paternal brother's wife. So near the midoma, so we have to see what is your brother's wife more comparable to derive from. So done in kroveyatzmo mikroveyatzmo, we learn eshesach, who is your own relative because of your brother, because she's who is your relative, from someone who's asr mitzad, your own relative, from, which is your sister. As opposed to your father's brother's wife, that's only through your father, that's not your own direct relative, it's only a karov of your father. And therefore, it's most likely that we're not going to learn from dodaso, we would rather learn from achoso, and therefore, eshes achiv applies both to a paternal brother's wife and a maternal brother's wife. Or maybe I could argue the other way, that done in davar shalidei kiddushin, mi davar shalidei kiddushin. Maybe eshes ach is a relative through marriage, and therefore I should compare her to dodaso, which is also a relative through marriage. And you can't compare that to a sister who's not a relative through marriage. Is a sister that's it's an automatic relative. So Talmud Lomar ervas achichahi. That's why the pasuk says in Parshas Achremos, when it talks about the Yisra of Eshesach, it says ervas achichahi, and that's an extra phrase. And that's telling me that an Yisra of Eshesach applies bein mina'av, bein mina'em. So it's a gzeris hakosuv that eshesach applies bein mina'av, bein mina'em. So we started off the daf by saying, how do I know that achos ishto is both bein mina'av, bein mina'em? So we punted it off. We said, oh, achos ishto is just like eshesach. So we said, okay, now eshesach is bein mina'av, bein mina'em. How do I know that? And ultimately, what we've arrived at right now is that that's a pasuk, that there's an extra phrase in the Torah that tells me that eshesach is bein mina'av, bein mina'em. So I asked the Gemara on this maskana, ve'ema maybe both the beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk are only talking about a paternal brother's wife. It's not telling me bein mina'av, bein mina'em. Why does it repeat? Ervas achichahi. It repeats that. Chada, the beginning of the pasuk of ervas eshes achicha lo segaleh, is coming to tell me an eshesach di yesh labanim b'chaye baila, that had children from your brother while your brother was alive, if your brother divorced her. V'chada, and the other pasuk, the other half of the the pasuk of Erva Sachichahi is coming to tell me that Eisha Sachazaser de'ein la banim b'chayei b'ayla, where she didn't have children from your brother while your brother was alive, and therefore the Torah has to tell me at the end of the pasuk Erva Sachichahi to tell me that an Eisha Sach b'chayei b'ayla when she doesn't have children is also aser. So it's not coming. So it's all talking about b'chayei b'ayla. It's talking about where your brother's still alive, but it has to tell me two isurim of Eisha Sach when the brother is alive, whether the brother had children with her, whether the brother didn't have children with her, this woman is going to be asura to you because your brother is still alive. So ein la banim b'chayei b'ayla midravuna nafka. So says Gemara, no, I don't need an extra phrase in the pasuk to teach me a case where they don't have children while the brother's alive, because that I learned from Rav Huna, and therefore since the pasuk is extra, it must be coming to tell me about eshes ach mina aim, that also a maternal brother's wife is included in the Isser. Rav Huna was in yesterday's daf. He learns the ta'aser eshes ach without any, who didn't have any children b'chayei b'ayla, from the fact that it says nida hi, that we compare her to a nida. We compare eshes achiv to a nida, that just like a nida has a heter li'achar mikan and b'shasi surah she's b'kares, that a nida will become muteris when she goes to the mikvah. But while she's also, she's nisur kares. So an eshes ach without any banim, even though there's a heter li'achar mikan, if the brother dies without any banim, there's a heter of yibum. But b'chayei b'ayla, as long as the brother's still alive, it's going to be an nisur kares. So that we know from the comparison to nida. That we know from what Rav Huna taught us. So the extra phrase in the pasuk, so we're back to saying, the extra phrase in the pasuk of eshes ach tells me that eshes ach is an nisur that applies whether it's your paternal brother or your maternal brother. But ve'ima idi v'idi b'eshes ach manav. I'm still not convinced. Maybe the whole pasuk is only talking about a paternal brother. Why do I need two phrases in the pasuk? One is talking about where she has children from your brother while your brother's still alive. The other one is telling me that if she has children from your brother and then your brother dies, that's included in the Isser of Eshes Ach. So, but maybe it's all talking about paternal brother's wife. It's just I need two phrases in the pasuk. One to tell me that whether your brother's alive or whether your brother's dead, as long as your brother had children, she's still an Isser of Eshes Achiv. So says, well, if she had children, even after your brother dies, it's obvious that she's an Isser of Eshes Achiv. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. Because the pasuk is mechadesh, this din called yibum. The pasuk is mechadesh that if a brother dies without any children, now you're allowed to marry his wife. The clear implication of that is that if he died with children, you would not be allowed to marry his wife. I don't need an extra phrase in the pasuk to teach me that. It's obvious that if he dies with children, you're not allowed to marry his wife. Says Gemara, is that so obvious? V'dilma ein labanim asur li'alma v'sharya li'avam. Maybe what the pasuk is telling me, that if the brother did not have any children, the woman, his wife, that is almana, is asur to marry anybody else, but is mutter to marry the yavam. But maybe yesh labanim, maybe the implication of that is not that if she had children, that she's asur to the yavam, but rather that yesh labanim sharya li'alma v'sharya li'avam. Maybe I would have thought that if a brother dies with children, it upends the entire assumption of the whole Masechta, right? That if the brother dies with children, that she just returns to marry whoever she wants, including the Yavam. And then it's a limitation if she didn't have children that she's only allowed to marry the Yavam. But if she had children, rather, that she's not allowed to marry the Yavam. But if she didn't have children, she can marry whoever she wants. Inami, or maybe, I'm sorry, that if she had children, she can marry whoever she wants, including the Yavam. Inami, or maybe we could be medayik that ein labanim mitzvah yesh labanim rashos. Maybe the Torah is telling me, look, if a brother dies without any children, the Torah tells me there's a mitzvah of yibum. What am I going to be medayik about if she did have children? So we thought it's obvious. The diuk is that if she had children, then it's absolutely aser. Who said that it's absolutely awesome? Maybe if she had children, you don't have to marry her. You're allowed to, but there's no chiyuv to marry. There's no mitzvah to marry her. It's a reshus. Inami, ein labanim in, yesh labanim lo. Or maybe even your diuk is correct. Maybe even the diuk that we've been assuming in the entire Masechta is correct. That if there are no children, you have a mitzvah to marry her. And if there were children, it's asr to marry. You're not allowed to. But if that's the entire basis of the isr, because the Torah told me that you have a mitzvah to do yibum, then the isr is only a mitzvah saseh. It's an isr essay. V'lav haba melchal asay asay. Because how do I derive that isr? From the fact that the Torah tells me to do yibum when there's no children. So from there I learn that when there are children, I'm not allowed to do yibum. That's only called an isr essay. That's not an isr lav. So I need a ksiv kra achrina. That's why I need a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, where over there it tells me the Isra of Kari Saveshasach, ach, to tell me Ervas Achiv Gila, that extra Pasuk tells me that it's Enosh Kari, that you're going to be Chayiv Kari for that. So the fact that the Pasuk is repeated from Parshas Achremos, Ervas Achichahi, to Parshas Kedoshim, tells me that it's going to be Chayiv Kari. So therefore, I'm back to the point where I'm not sure that I need a second Pasuk to tell me I'm not sure that I'm able to use the second pasuk to tell me that Eish HaSach applies even to a maternal brother's wife, because I need the second pasuk to tell me that there's an Isser Kares on Eish HaSach. So the Gemara's answer is no. Kasav Krachrina. I have a third pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim of Erasach of Gila, and that's why I know Eish HaSach applies both to a paternal and a maternal brother. Meaning, at the end of the day, we were questioning why do I need two phrases in the pasuk in Parshas Achremos. Why does the pasuk have to say the extra phrase Erasachichahi? So we said, you know what? I need that where I use that second half of the pasuk in Parshas Achremos for is to teach me that Eish HaSach applies to both a paternal and a maternal brother's wife. So the Gemara said, but maybe I need that extra phrase to tell me that there's Nisr Kares when you have Eish HaSach if they had children. No, I have another pasuk. There's a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim to teach me that. So therefore, we're good now. Now we understand how I know that Eish HaSach applies both to a paternal and a maternal brother's wife. So ask the Gemara, okay, once you say that Eish HaSach, that's a maternal brother, is us, or just like a paternal brother's wife, maybe we should say that a maternal brother's wife is the same as a paternal brother's wife in the following sense. Just like a paternal brother's wife, after the brother dies, you're allowed to do yibum on her. Maybe we should say the same thing about a maternal brother's wife. That once we're comparing the actual erva of a paternal brother and a maternal brother, maybe we should say there's a mitzvah yibum on a maternal brother's wife as well. So Amakra, that's why the pasuk teaches me he. It says erva sachicha he. That's by Eish HaSach min ha'em. That's by a maternal brother. That the isra of Eish HaSach min ha'em remains. That's bav yasatei. That doesn't go away. It's only Eish HaSach min ha'av. It's only a paternal brother's wife where the isra can go away. Where there's going to be something called a mitzvah yibum, and the isra can go away. Okay. So once we're talking about, once we brought in a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, the Gemara is going to start discussing why we have other pesukim in Parshas Kedoshim that seem to repeat things that we've already learned in Parshas Achremos. Right? In Parshas Achremos, we had a lot of the arayos that we read yesterday, and then at the end of the parsha, the Torah incorporates all of them together for a chiyuv karis, because it says kikol asher yasem mikol atoevel se'ele. Anyone who does any of these arayos v'nichshan nefashos mikarav amam is going to be chayuv karis. And then in Parshas Kedoshim, we have a repeat of many of the arayos. So some of them are repeated to tell me that it's not just chiyuv karis, it's a chiyuv Mises based in, and those that are only a chiyuv kares are repeated for some other reason. So we've already discussed how I know that you're chayiv on ha'ra'a kabiyah, that we learned from some of the arayos, what the chiddush is, like anida, and achosav mina'im, and eish ha'sachiv. But now the Gemara is going to discuss all the other arayos that are repeated, and what we learn from the repetition of all these other arayos. So achosu de kasba kares, where it says in Parshas Kedoshim, you're only chayiv kares, lamali. Can't we learn that kares from the fact that the Torah told us already in Parshas Achremos that all of the arayos are chayiv kares? Why does it have to repeat in Parshas Kedoshim that you're chayiv kares for achoso? Look at Rabbi Yochanan. No, it's teach me Rabbi Yochanan's din. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, shemasotin kulam. If a person violates all of the arayos behelam achas without realizing in between that he had done an aveira, chayiv al kolachas va'achas. He's chayiv separately for each one of the arayos. So he learns that from the fact that it says kares by achoso, because from the fact that it's included in all the arayos in Parshas Achremos, so it's in, all in one inclusive chiyuv kares. So we could think that we would assume that there's kares for each of the arayos. But if you do all of them one time, you're chayiv only one kares, because it only said at the end of the parsha of Achremos that for all these arayos, you're chayiv kares. How do I know that you're chayiv separately for each of them? So achoso Achoso is Yotze Min HaKlal, to tell me that just like you're chayiv separately for Achoso, you're chayiv separately for each and every one of the Arayos. Ul Rabbi Yitzchak da Amar, and Rabbi Yitzchak, who says that that which the Torah says Kares by Achoso, is coming to teach me that even if you give Hasra for Chayavei Kares, you give Chayavei Krisus Hasra for Malkus, that they don't get Malkus because the onish is only going to be Kares, Kol Chayavei Krisus Bechlalahi, Vulama Yotze Kares by Achoso. Rabbi Yitzchak said that all the Chayav Krisus have already been covered in Parshas Achremos. Why then does it repeat Kares for your sister in Parshas Kedoshim? Ladona b'Kares v'lo b'Malkus, to tell me a different din, to tell me that you're only going to be Chayav Kares for Achoso, but you're never going to be Chayav Malkus. Even if you give Hasra for Malkus, you're only going to be Chayav Kares. So therefore, l'chalik minolan, how does he know that you Chayav separately for each and every one of these relationships, that there's a separate Chayav Kares for each and every one of these relationships? It's not from the fact that it repeats Achoso. He already uses the fact that it repeats Achoso to tell me that there's no Malkus. So Nafgale, he derives it from Miva El Isha Benidas Tumasa. It says Vel Isha Benidas Tumasa Lo Tikrav. So the pasuk Ve El Isha is extra. L'chayv El Kol Isha Ve Isha. Ve El Isha tells me each and every woman that it says in Parshas Achremos you chayv a separate kares for. So asking Mara Dodaso to Kasav Achraman Aririm Yu Lamali. By Dodaso, by your father's brother's wife, where the pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim Aririm Yu, which is another way of saying Kares, that you die without any children. Well, can I learn that from the fact that it mentioned Kares and Parshas Achremos for all the Arayos? So says Mar, look at the Rabbah. No, it repeats Eshes Achi Aviv for the din that Rabbah taught me, the Rabbah Rami, because Rabbah taught the following stira, Ksiv Aririm Yu. It says in the Pasuk Parshas Kedoshim, Aririm Yu, that which implies that even if right now he's not childless, he has children, that ultimately he's going to be it's going to be Aririm Yu at the time that they die. Meaning that if he had children at the time that he did the Aveira, he's going to bury those children during his lifetime. Uksiv Aririm Yamusu, but the Pasuk also says Aririm Yamusu. That sounds like if at the time that he did the Aveira, he doesn't have any children, then at the end of by the time he dies, he's gonna die childless as he is now. And that means even if he has children subsequent to the Aveira, after the Aveira, there he's going to give birth to them, he's going to sire them and bury them before he dies. So he's going to be left, these people who violate these arayos are chayiv karis, they're going to be left aririm. So you have one pasuk that's so ser the mashmos of the other pasuk. Haketzad, how do we miyashev the two pasukim? So the pasukim come to tell me that in both cases, yesh lo banim kovran, ein lo banim holich ariri, that if he has children, he's going to bury them. If he does not yet have children, he's still going to be ariri until the time that he dies. Even if he has children afterwards, he's going to bury those children. So the Gemara says the fact that the Torah has to specify the onesh of being holech hariri in two separate psukim, v'israch l'michtav haririm yu, v'israch l'michtav haririm yamusu. I need both psukim. Dikas rachman haririm yu, you have amina ad chato'e, av mi'chato'e ve'lech lo. I would think that haririm yu is only on the children that he had up until the sin, but any children that he has after the sin are going to be safe. Kas rachman haririm yamusu. That's why I say haririm yamusu, he's going to die childless. Dikas rachman haririm yamusu, if it only would have said haririm yamusu, I would think henceforth, meaning any children that he has now that he's done this Aveira are going to die. But the previous children were not. That's why I need both Pesukim. But bottom line is, that's why he repeats Dodaso. Dodaso is there to teach me that the Chi of Karis means that he's going to, that all the children, whether the children from before he ever did the Aveira or whether it be the children after he did the Aveira, are all going to die by the time this person dies. That is part of the Chi of Karis. Okay, so that explains the repetition of some of the Arayos and Parshas Kedoshim. Now the Gemara discusses, goes back to the sugya from yesterday of Ha'ara'a. We had said on Daf Nundal Ramad Aleph, Ula said, how do I know that Ara'a is Kabiya? So we explained how I know that it's true by Arayos that Ara'a is Kabiya, Chayav Krisus, Chayav Misus Bezdin. So we learn it from a Hekish of Rabbi Yonah that we compare all Arayos to Nida, and by Nida the Torah said explicitly that Ara'a is Kabiya. Good. So now I know that Tchilas Bia, Ha'ara'a, is considered like a full Bia with regard to Misus Bezdin, with regard to Chayav Krisus. Ha'ara'a de Chayav Ilavin Minala. How do I know a Kohen marries a Grusha and only has Ha'ara, only has a Tchilas Bia? How do I know that that's also going to be Chayiv? So Midgali Rachmana, Shichvas Zera, from the fact that the Pasuk says, Shichvas Zera, by a shivcha charufa, gabe shivcha charufa, mechlal de chayav elavin b'harah. From the fact that the Torah specifies that by a shivcha charufa, harah is not enough, that it needs to be shivcha zera implies a full bia in order to violate the lav of shivcha charufa, that implies that that's an exception to the rule. Adrabah, I would say the opposite. Midigal rachmana harah b'chayav akrisos, mechlal de chayav elavin b'gmar bia. Maybe I would have said from the fact that the Torah reveals to me that harah is enough to be chayav kares for by chayav akrisos, that by chayav the fact that it only said by chayav krisus that chayav elavin you need a gemar bia. So Rav Ashi imkain lishto krab shiv charufa. Then the Torah shouldn't be shiv charufa. The Torah shouldn't have said anything by the shiv charufa because that also would have been derived from chayav krisus. So arad the chayav elavin. So ask gemar arad the chayav elavin of isuri bia de kuhuna where you can't learn them from shiv charufa because from shiv charufa you can only learn hara by lavin that are an isra shava bekal. Meaning shiv charufa is an isra that applies to everybody. What about Yisurim that are only limited to Kohanim? So Minalan, how do I know that Hara'a by Chayav Elavin of Yisurim Kuna is also considered Bia? So ask your Kicha Kicha. We learned from a Gezer Shava of Kicha Kicha, the less famous of the two Kicha Kicha Gezer Shavas. Kicha Kicha is also the source for a Kesef Kiddushin, but by Chayav Krisus it says a Lashon of Kicha, and your Chayav on Hara'a by Chayav Krisus, so Chayav Elavin also uses a Lashon of Kicha, so I know that your Chayav Kares, that rather you chayav elav, even with only hara. The chayav yasei minalan. Okay, that teaches me for chayav elavin. How do I know that hara is enough to be considered a bia with regard to chayav yasei? So asya bia bia. We learned from another gzeir shava that he used the word bia by chayav elavin and he used the word bia by chayav yasei. So since he used the word bia by both, I learned that hara, just like hara is considered a bia with regard to chayav elavin, it's also considered a bia with regard to chayav yasei. Yivam l'shuk minalan. How do I know that a Yavama who goes and marries someone else who's not one of her husband's brothers, that Hara is going to be an Isser like a Gemar Bia? So Yilman Diyamar Lav Lav, Yilman Diyamar Asay Asay. Well, whatever you hold the Yavama Lashuk is, it already fits one of the previous categories, meaning we already proved that Hara counts as a Bia for Chayav Mises Bezin, for Chayav Krisus, for Chayav Elavin, and for Chayav Asay. There's a machlokas where the Yavama Lashuk is Chayav Elavin or Chayav Asay, but she's one of them, so she's included in one of those categories. We already know that Hara is included. No. Our question is, how do I know that that counts as a yibum when she actually is with her husband's brother? So asya bia bia. We learn that from the Gzera Shava of bia bia. Isha lebaila minalan. How do I know that kiddushe bia, when you do kiddushin al yidei bia, that also works with just hara? So asya kicha kicha. That we learn kicha kicha from chayavi krisus. That he uses the lashon of kicha by chayavi krisus. He uses the lashon of kicha kiika chishisha by getting married. So kiddushe bia also works al yidei ha'ara. So now that I know that isur bia chayiv for even a hara, even without a gemar bia, amar rava lamali dekas rachman shikh bazar b'shiv charufa. Why does the Torah tell me shich vazera be shiv charufa that it sounds like you're only chayiv for a bia gemura shich vazera be shesish, and it says shich vazera by being bol and eshesish also sounds like you're only chayiv if it's a bia gemura. We already learned all chayiv krisus that you're chayiv only for hara. So shich vazera besota also it sounds like that when the baal is mekane his wife that she shouldn't be alone with the man. It has to be that he's mekane or not to have full bia gemura, but lechora she should be asur bahara as well. So says Mar Shivcha Charufa Kadamaran. So we said that Shivcha Charufa is the reason it says Shivcha Zara by Shivcha Charufa is like we're going to explain that you're not chayiv karban asham and Shivcha Charufa unless you have a gemar bia, meaning that Shivcha Charufa in a chinami is an exception. That even though hara always counts as bia, but by Shivcha Charufa it requires a gemar bia to be chayiv. De'ishas ish prat lemeshamish meis. And the reason it says Shivcha Zara by ishas ish is in a chinami hara is enough to be chayiv, but only if a person is mishamish with an ever chayiv. If he's mishamish with an ever mace, he's not going to be chayiv for eshes ish. Hani chalaman diyam mishamish mace by arayos pater. That works if that's true. If you hold that a mishamish mace by arayos is going to be pater, alaman diyam chayiv. But if you hold that you're chayiv from mishamish mace, so ma'ika lemeimar. So then, what's it telling me? Why does it say shikva zera by eshes ish? Elaprat lemishamish mesa. It's coming to tell me that you're not chayiv for eshes ish if you're mishamish a woman. As difficult as this is to wrap our minds around, after she has already died. I might think that since after death, a person's wife is still called She'ero, she's still considered related to him, I might think that you should be Chayiv Reishis Ish, Kamash Milan, that you're not Chayiv Reishis Ish after a wife dies. Right? Meaning after a wife dies, there's after death, there is a break of the marriage, but how much of a break of the marriage, right? That's the question. She's still, there's a big difference between a divorce and a death on a certain level, but on another level, when someone dies, so the spouse gets remarried, and it's not the same level of a break. So we're saying, but as far as Eishes Ish, she's no longer Eishes Ish. It's probably many other Yisurim, but she's no longer Eishes Ish. So Desota Lamli, why does it have to say Shikva Zera by a Sota? L'chidetanya, Shikva Zera Prat L'Davar Acher. That excludes Davar Acher, the unmentionable. My Davar Acher, what? What is it? Meaning, sometimes you speak so cryptically, we don't know what in the world you're talking about. Some Rav Sheis says, Prat l'shekinila shalo kedarka. If he was mekane his wife, that she shouldn't have be a shalo kedarka with a man, that doesn't count as a real kinoy, that it's only if he has if he's mekane that she shouldn't have regular bia. Amrle Rava, mishkave isha ksiv. Rava says, Rav Sheis, but the pasuk says, mishkave isha, which sounds like whether it's kedarka or shalo kedarka, it's going to be a valid kinoy. Ela amarava, prat l'shekinila derech evarim. If he's mekaneir, that she shouldn't even have derech evarim, where it's not even a tchilas bia. So Amalei Abaye, pritzusa asa rachmanas, Abaye says, what? Derech evarim is only a pritzus. That's not a maisa bia. I need to be memayit that in a pasuk, that derech evarim is not a valid kinoy. Kinoy is only for her to cheat on him with bia. Derech evarim is not bia. Ela Amar Abaye, prat l'shekini lo b'nishika. He's mekaneir her for that which comes before the tchilas bia, just nishika. That works if you assume that Hara is past Nishika Sever, that there are three levels. There's Gemar Bia, which is full Bia. There's Hara, which is Hachnasa Satara. And then there's Nishika, which is a lower level of Bia. El Mandiyam Razunishika, but if Yol Nishika is Hara, then Ma'ikal Meimar. Then what's Shikva Zera teaching me by Yisota? El Yol Mashikinila Derech Evar. No, it's telling me that it's coming to exclude if he's Makani her Derech Evarim. So, but isn't that obvious? I might think it's whatever he's Makani her for. If he's Makani her, I don't want you looking at that man. I don't want you, whatever he's Makani. It's all totally with his own kapeid, on his own jealousies. Kamash Vlan, no, it's only if his jealousy is about Shechva Zera. Amr Shmuel Hara Zu Nishika. So Shmuel said Hara means Nishika. Mashaladim Shemineach Etzbo Al Piv, Iyav Shashalo Yidchol Kabasar. It's like when a person touches soft flesh, he takes his finger and he puts it on his mouth, it's impossible that the flesh on his mouth doesn't move a little bit. So Nishika is enough to be considered Tchilas Bia, to be considered Ha'ara'a. Kiyasa Rabbi Rechana Am Rabbi Yochanan Gemar Bia B'Shivka Charufa Zuachnas Satara. When we talk about Gemar Bia by Shivka Charufa, it doesn't mean Gemar Bia Mamish, it means just Hachnas Satara. That's what he says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Mas Rav Sheshas Shikva Zara Enu Chayiv Elal Bias HaMiruk My Love Miruk Gid, when Shikva Zara implies that it's a full Bia. Doesn't that mean full? Doesn't that mean that it's a full Gemar Bia and not just Achnas Satara? Lo, Miruk Atara. No, it just means penetration of the Atara. Kias Rav Dimi Am Rabbi Yochanan. When Rav Dimi reported the name of Rabbi Yochanan, he said, Hara Zu Achnas Satara. That Hara Tchilas Bia is Achnas Satara. Amalei Varab Barav Chana Lo Amar Hachi. But Rav Barav Chana told us in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that a Shiv Charufa Bachnas Satara is considered Gemar Bia, which would mean that Hara is only Nishika, not Achnas Satara. Amalhu, O Ihu Shakri, O Anashakri. Right, you're right. Rabbi Yochanan could not have said both things. One of us is a liar. So one of us is not telling the true opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Then from tomorrow we'll pick up with Kiyasa Ravin Am Rabbi Yochanan, what Ravin reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Then from pick up with that tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody, and a good Chodesh.